Classes 4, 5, and 6 were sitting in the music hall, and the noise was deafening. Mary Beasley, who played the piano and was Miss Meadows' favourite pupil, was standing near it. When she saw Miss Meadows arriving, she gave a loud warning.
Shush, girls!
Miss Meadows walked to the music stand and put it in front of her. Then she tapped her baton twice on the music stand for silence.
Silence, please!
She looked at no one in particular. She could see the sea of coloured blouses, pink faces and open music books. She knew perfectly well what they were thinking.
Mrs. Meadows has got a problem.
Well, let them think it. What could the thoughts of those girls possibly matter to someone whose heart was broken by such a letter as she had received?
I feel more and more strongly that our marriage would be a mistake. It's not that I don't love you. I love you as much as it is possible for me to love any woman. But I have come to the conclusion that I am not a man who can get married, and the idea of doing so fills me with nothing but regret.
And the word disgust was rubbed out, but not completely, and regret was written over the top.